Bradford Today welcomes letters to the editor at chris@bradfordtoday.ca or via the website. Please include your full name, daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. The following letter is in response to an article about accessory dwelling units in Bradford West Gwillimbury, published May 27. Prior to Council making its decision to pass the new bylaw, we ask that the following be given serious consideration as we feel it is not the right decision for our community. We respectfully ask Council to consider our concerns. Most people understand the need to find ways to help with the shortfalls of the housing situation. However, solutions to this shortfall should not be at the expense of property owners who are taxpayers and who have chosen to live in the town of Bradford West Gwillimbury. To allow this shortfall to simply drive the decision loses sight of the residents and demonstrates a lack of respect for their rights. Once you make these changes to our neighborhoods, they will have a profound impact on the value of their homes and their way of life. It is your responsibility as our council to consider the significant effect these changes will have on all homeowners. Consider the impact on property values, the increase in student population in our schools, the wait times in hospitals, the increased traffic and speeding challenges, the challenges with narrow roads during snow removal, the burden it will put on our infrastructure, and the lack of parking. The number one issue for residents in our town is traffic volume and parking. If this is already a problem, why add to the burden that already exists? So, what is driving the introduction of these new rules? If the argument is because we need more housing, a quick search shows that Simcoe County is surpassing affordable housing targets ahead of time. The question, then, is simple. Why intensify our neighborhoods to meet goals we have already passed? We believe we have the time to make wise choices to meet the future goals with concessions on both sides. We have the time to do our research and create a community where everyone's needs are respected. In the town's notice for the zoning bylaw amendment, there are no provisions to protect the neighboring properties from these intrusive bylaws and the problems they create for residents living next to these structures. Consider the following concerns. Trespass lighting. Nuisance noise from multiple air conditioners. Privacy from intrusive use of cameras. Privacy and enjoyment to use one's own backyard. The fact that 4 tenants means 12 garbage bins on one property. There will be massive parking challenges for guests visiting homeowners because the limited parking will be used by the tenants. These are real challenges and concerns for homeowners. To think that you expect local residents to agree with accessory dwelling units, ADU, and also agree to the town offering grant, loan programs to assist in the installation of these units is totally unacceptable. These are our tax dollars and it is too much to ask. What is driving this decision to pass this? Is it to improve the town's access to Housing Accelerator Fund, HAV, grants? In the report CAO 20244, it clearly states this is the purpose of these changes. It should be pointed out that the federal government granted 179 applicants HAV grants out of 540 applications. None of the 6 York Region municipalities were awarded the grant. So, making these drastic changes is not a guarantee you will receive funding. Is Bradford being held hostage by the federal government if we don't include fourplexes? Reaching benchmarks at the expense of residents is not acceptable. In conclusion, since the province has only mandated 2 ADUs, why even consider increasing to 3 and creating fourplexes? Premier Doug Ford stated on national television he believes Ontarians do not want fourplexes. We absolutely agree with our premier and we do not want them in our neighborhoods. We ask Bradford Council, those elected by the residents of Bradford, to reject these amendments to the bylaws until careful consideration has been given to the challenges these bylaws will create for our community. The Canadian Charter of Rights provides for equal protection and equal benefit of the law without discrimination. We believe these changes to our zoning bylaws fall short of our rights as citizens and is discriminatory. Helen and David Crocker, Bradford.